Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships that actually support your mental well-being. You know, those connections that lift you up instead of dragging you down? Because, let's be real, in this crazy world, our relationships can make or break us. They have a huge impact on our mood, our energy, and even our overall sense of happiness. So, if you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or just plain disconnected, chances are your relationships are playing a role, and that's okay. We're here to flip the script and build some rock-solid connections that nourish your soul. First up, let's talk about communication. It's the foundation of any healthy relationship. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? That's when communication goes south, and trust me, it can make you feel isolated and frustrated. Active listening is key here, folks. I mean really paying attention to what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Ask questions, show empathy, and reflect back what you hear to make sure you're both on the same page. It's like a dance, back and forth, building understanding. Next, setting boundaries. This one's crucial. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and rummage through your stuff, right? Relationships are similar. You deserve to have your space, your time, and your energy respected. So communicate your needs clearly and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Remember, healthy relationships are about give and take. Not one person always sacrificing their own well-being. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about that pesky negativity. We all have those days, but constantly being around negativity can drain your energy and affect your mental health. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and bring positivity into your life. It's like choosing your tribe wisely, the people who support your growth and celebrate your wins. You know that feeling when someone genuinely celebrates your accomplishments? That's gold, my friend. Now, let's get real about conflict. It's inevitable in any relationship. The key is not avoiding it, but learning how to navigate it constructively. Remember those communication skills we talked about. Now's the time to put them into action. Listen with empathy, express your feelings honestly, and be willing to compromise. Think of it as a puzzle. You and the other person are working together to find the solution that benefits both of you. And finally, let's not forget about quality time. Relationships thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful interactions, even if it's just a quick phone call or coffee date. Remember those childhood memories, playing board games with your family, having sleepovers with friends. Those moments of shared joy and laughter create lasting bonds. So, make an effort to reconnect with loved ones regularly and build those cherished memories together. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed from work, deadlines are looming, and your phone is buzzing non-stop. You call your best friend not just to vent, though that's important too, but to connect on a deeper level. You share your anxieties, listen with empathy as they share their own experiences, and ultimately leave the conversation feeling supported and energized. That's the power of a healthy relationship, a safe space where you can be yourself, share your vulnerabilities, and come out feeling stronger on the other side. So, remember folks, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. It takes effort, communication, and a willingness to show up for each other, but the rewards are immeasurable. Invest in your connections, nurture them with love and care, and watch as they become a source of strength and joy in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one practical tip you're going to try today to strengthen your relationships? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and spread the word. See you tomorrow for another dose of dopamine decluttering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.